Let's catch up with Craig Neiman now, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going today?
Yeah, very well, thank you. We sort of put the mockers on it a bit the other week when we were talking about when we'd have summer in the park stuff that it always rains. But touch wood, I'd suggest that tomorrow, lovely sunny day, it's looking pretty good.
Looking pretty clear for tomorrow night, Robbo. We've got February's the month of music in the Summer in the Parks program. So tomorrow night at the Gardens for the Future, Iffy Pop and Chris DeRouche are playing. Unfortunately, last Friday's screening of Farmageddon had to be cancelled and we had that big dump of rain on Friday evening. But I think we're right tomorrow, so invite anyone that wants to go along and listen to some great local music to pop along to the Gardens of the Future tomorrow evening.
Yeah, Chris DeRouche, great. I've seen him on a number of occasions. Yeah. Really good, really good. So
yeah, fantastic.
Now, residents being encouraged to complete the City Centre Road Safety Survey, and we actually spoke to Phil from the City of Greater Bendigo a week or so back about this.
Yep. So we've been undertaking a number of traffic and pedestrian improvements around the city centre. A few years ago, we reduced the speed limit to 40 kilometres per hour. There's been some intersection treatments, roundabouts, pedestrian crossings and the like. We want to hear from the community and not just the people that come in and work or the people that perhaps are regular Bendigo shoppers, but the region. In fact, people that, right across our region that come to the city centre, what's important to them about road safety and pedestrian safety, cycling safety in the city centre. There's a survey out on our Let's Talk Greater Bendigo website. We're looking for community feedback to say what else can we do to ensure that we make this a great, safe place for everyone. And that it works really well after all.
Yeah. Now, moving on, you know, we've seen some predictions about just the growth in the city of Greater Bendigo, what it's going to be like over the next decade or so. And there's a paper release for comment now.
It's called a Managed Growth Strategy, and it's an Issues and Opportunities paper, which has taken a few months to put together. We've done some consultation already with developers, with different state government departments, with some community. Put together a paper, and we want to hear from the community about this paper now. Bendigo is going to grow up to 200,000 people by 2050, and the way the years are flying at the moment, that won't be too far away. So we've got a plan for that. Mm-hmm. We've got to work out where our future housing will be, where the growth will be, and we're interested to hear from members of the community, developers, interest groups, what the issues are and how we can work through those issues and make sure we get good growth planning in the future.
Okay. And finally,
I was just going to say that there is an EOI process in that as well, Robbo, where we're asking people that do own land that might fit the criteria of being future developable land to express an interest in that, submit their land, location of the land to us, and we can investigate that and see are there opportunities for these pieces of land to be developed in the future.
No worries, and apologies for interrupting you as you were interrupting me.
Not at all.
Yeah. Hey, finally, another splash of colour in the city as well with the Progress, the Pride flag.
Yeah, the Progress Pride flag. Council resolved Monday a week ago to have it painted on the forecourt of the Bendigo Town Hall, so the Hargrove Street and Bull Street intersection. This is great support for the LGBTQIA+ community. Been doing a lot of work in this space, a welcoming community and an inclusive community, and we want to make sure that it's accessible and welcome for everyone. So this will be a great initiative and will be painted on that forecourt in the next month or so. And it's a great support for that community, which has probably been isolated and disadvantaged for quite a period of time. So we want to make sure that they feel welcome in Greater Bendigo.
Terrific. Craig, just before you leave us to apropos a special day coming up on Monday, I believe, I'd just like to say...
Happy birthday to you.
Hurrah! Yeah, so Monday's the big day.
No, that's not fair. You've got someone whispering to you, obviously.
I can't divulge any secrets there, but he may or may not be in a similar role in Castlemaine. So, just saying.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yes,
thank
you.
His day will come.
Listen, mate, happy birthday for Monday. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much, Robert.
No worries at all. Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, on the Wake Up Call at Gold Centre Victoria at 6 to 8.